500 billion dollars is the biggest number in today's AI story and the least useful one. It's Saturday, July 25th, and NVIDIA and SK Group have drawn the map before signing the order. The partnership spans long-term HBM4 supply, NVIDIA's Vera Rubin systems, and a 2-gigawatt South Korean AI campus with first service targeted for 2027. But the $500 billion figure is aggregate ambition across companies and years, not a disclosed purchase commitment. At roughly 166 to 240 kilowatts for a Vera Rubin rack, even the first 100-megawatt phase is an industrial project before it is a chip order. The evidence to watch is smaller and harder. A named site, contracted power, an HBM volume, a rack order, and a construction date. NVIDIA's advantage is that it now specifies the facility around the accelerator. The risk is that a letter of intent gets counted as capacity while substations, cooling, and customers remain unsigned. The grid supplied the warning, one disturbance removed 3.1 gigawatts of data center load in 30 seconds, about 3% of PJM demand, and operators needed 11 minutes to stabilize it. Separately, Google confirmed a Pixel 11 price increase as scarce memory reaches the consumer device bill. Shopify rebuilt a reference theme with 93% fewer lines of code after Sidekick made 25 million edits. When people and agents both change software, readable primitives are in operating control. Open weights are following the Kubernetes path. The common substrate gets cheaper, while managed deployment and integration keep the margin. To the tape, we sharpen the NVIDIA watch because the partnership reaches from memory through facility design, but still needs a binding first phase. We hold the Micron long as HBM demand and the pixel price both confirm scarce memory. The tape is the desk scorecard, not advice. Our call. By October 31st, NVIDIA or SK Group discloses a binding first phase milestone for the 2-gigawatt campus. No named site, contracted power, quantified order, or dated construction milestone by Halloween proves us wrong.